Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. We're going to rely on parents to give me some good advice about something going on with my son that is smelly and stinky. Kennedy's dog is fat. There are Thanksgiving football injuries happening everywhere. And we're going to get an update on our 10,000 toys for girls and boys where apparently I am cheating. Now, Kennedy came in yesterday and had this great audio from Wesley High School, who is helping her collect.
Take the morning announcements.
Take a listen.
Good morning, Wesley High School. Welcome to this edition of the Friday Morning
Announcements. I can't help their sound.
We are broadcasting from our TV studio in room 174. I am Neil Lepard.
And I am Noah Blake. These are your morning announcements for Friday, November 16th.
Gets better.
And it is a day four. Wesley High School is sponsoring a radio host, Kennedy, from Mix 104.1. As the station aims to collect 10,000 toys for girls and boys, Wellesley High School has been challenged to collect at least 2,000 new and unwrapped toys for tots. Bins will be outside the main office for collection. Let's help Kennedy beat her teammates, Carson and Salt, and collect over 2,000 toys.
Yeah!
So that was yesterday on the show, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of the pep rally tomorrow for the big game against Needham.
Are you dressing up like a cougar or something like that?
No, I have some ideas. No, they're the Raiders.
They're the Raiders.
Because that would be weird.
And Annie, how's it going at your school?
They're awesome. I'm telling you, Quincy kids are the best kids.
What's the name of the school again?
Atlantic Middle School.
Okay, and that's where you went to middle school.
That's where I went to middle school. All of the most of the teachers
are
still there.
Did you finish there?
I did.
Okay,
I did. Thank you.
Way to go.
And Saul, I know you met with your school.
Yeah, I got Martinson Elementary in Marshfield, and I have to stand in front of the fifth graders because they're the ones who are doing this, and they have to approve me.
Oh, no.
So you're going to go speak to the class?
I got to go get a tie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to wear that? Next week.
You should go dress like your
I look. Dad. I probably look like...
Like all of their dads. I think it's just fine.
Right.
Or their uncles that live in out
Maine.
Of state
right.
up in Maine.
Yeah. All right. So I was supposed to go yesterday and get an update from my son's school in Charlestown, who's going to be collecting, who is collecting toys. And so they went by, but I couldn't go. So I asked my wife and my son to go.
So
what are you talking
you
about?
You farmed out your responsibilities to other people?
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
Why am I here doing this for him?
Because he has to go get the camper.
Miss Davis just came over. Do you think that she thinks we have a lot of toys yet?
And maybe.
I'm sure that once you spread the words to your friends, they won't disappoint you. They'll bring them in, right?
Yes, I hope so.
So
in other words, you're not doing anything. You're simply phoning this whole thing in. You picked a school that you know would be easy because it's your kid's school, and now you're not even bothering to go there?
I had to go get the camper winterized yesterday because the weather's going to be so cold on Thanksgiving.
Kennedy, I just, you know, in Carson's defense, his school is very far from his house.
Yeah.
His son's school is really, really far away, and you got to commute there. And Carson, it's what, an hour, 2 hour commute to your son's school from your house?
It's like at the end of my street.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he goes there already every day.
Yeah.
So I can see how it would
be difficult.
You
pick up your son in the afternoons, right?
I am one of the playground moms.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I see why he's not
cheater.
Doing it. Yeah.
Cheater.
He's already spending enough time at the school, Kennedy. That's the problem.
Oh, well, yeah.
Too much time.
Right.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
I liked it when he said N-O.
N-O. Not really. So.
And I like how... How then Lana, then, if you listen back to it, she goes, you have to talk to your friends and
seriously.
Spread the word.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
Why am I here doing this for him?
Because he has to go get the camper.
Miss Davis just came over. Do you think that she thinks we have a lot of toys yet?
N-O. Well, maybe.
I'm sure that once you spread the words to your friends, they won't disappoint you. They'll bring them in, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to need that 7-year-old to step up his game.
When you
I think Barrett. Kind of more of a dig at Carson, I think.
Oh,
saying
totally.
That Barrett's going to be the one who'll get it done.
Oh, yeah. This is on Barrett's shoulders.
Yeah, if we do this again, you don't get to pick your kid's school. Sorry. Yeah.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
All right, so if you do want to help out, again, we're going to be in North Shore Mall on Friday for Black Friday.
Just go to Carson's kid's school. He needs all the help he can get.
But if you want to drop some toys there, I'm just saying, Friday 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the North Shore Mall for Black Friday, and then Saturday 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at South Shore Plaza. Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up in 9 minutes, please?
So we're going to talk Snoop Dogg.
Yes,
he
I need him
He got his star
today.
In the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the person that he thanked It'll bring tears to your eyes, Carson.
Heather texted and said maybe they've banned Carson from the school and this is a cover-up.
Nah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So it's not often that I come to you guys for help raising my child, but this one has us stumped, and my wife and I are at our wits' end. My wife more than me. I think it's kind of gross, but I also think it's kind of funny because I don't know, boys, I guess. I don't remember this with Courtney
such
and Kristen.
Dirty creatures.
Yeah, boy, definitely it has been a different experience, at least from my perspective, raising the twin girls mm-hmm. versus raising a boy. There's just things that are different about them. And this
you think?
The problem with the hygiene stuff, specifically his booty. I remember
recently we talked about this and he said finally, like, you know, he was doing everything on his own.
He did, right. And then
you said that, what was that, a couple months back?
Yeah. No, it's been a while. Yeah, he's been doing it by himself for a while. But then the other night,
I feel like it was a couple months ago that we talked about it on the air.
No, it's probably been like a year since we talked about that.
No, because Annie was here.
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was like
was it?
2 months
because he duped
ago.
You for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember we had a relapse. Yeah. So anyway, the thing is this, he takes a shower. And then you still smell him.
Oh,
I don't want to
he
be
misses
here for
an
this.
Area.
I just don't want.
Yes,
to
even... because he's now taking a shower instead of a bath. Mm. And so, you know, we had a conversation with him. We're like, "Hey, you know," well, my wife had the conversation with him, and then she gets mad at me because, you know, I'm not as strict as she is about it. I'm like, well, I don't know how to be stricter. Clean your.
Have you jumped in there and given him a tutorial?
Yes, we've explained it. You know? Should work. Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
So like over the past week, he's had to go back to taking a bath now, and he doesn't want to take a bath. And I'm like, well, until you clean that part good, you got to take a bath.
I'm sorry. Is it hard to do? Are his arms not as long as the average child?
I
don't understand.
These are all great questions. These are all great questions we have asked.
It cannot be comfortable.
And I guess
no.
I guess it happened again this
Have you
morning.
Run out of washcloths?
I got another text message this morning. My wife says she's going to lose her mind. But I guess it happened again.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, you don't want to be that kid at school, right?
Definitely
yeah,
not.
No, definitely.
You want to be that kid in life.
Yeah, this is...
Hold on, I have...
Like, seriously.
Melissa... Melissa has one son, so what do we do about the booty bum thing smell issue?
I have no idea.
Thank you for your help.
All right.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Karan?
Hi, Carson.
How many boys do you have?
I have 3 grandsons that live with me.
Okay. What do you do when they're not cleaning their bum so good?
Buy flushable wipes.
Flushable wipes.
What if you're on a septic and you can't?
They're not.
We're not on a septic.
Have you guys not thought of that, really?
No.
Yeah, buy flushable wipes.
I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, it kind of makes them feel like a baby, but eventually they'll learn to clean themselves properly if they don't want to feel like a baby.
I have those at my house. I don't think that's a baby thing. I don't leave home without them, in fact.
If you want to baby your bottom.
Which I do.
Mm-hmm. That is a
fact. I mean, for us women, it's like, obviously, us adults, that's like the best thing. But for little kids, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm a baby. I have to use a wipe. But eventually they'll learn to clean themselves properly.
Karan, that is genius. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Also, everybody's saying, I hope he's not listening. He goes to school at 8 o'clock, so he's in class right now. He's not here.
And really, all Carson does is embarrass
his child.
I'm sure he'll probably talk to us about it this weekend when he's out collecting toys with us.
That's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is a terrible dog mom. Yesterday we found out she is a psychopath friend that will search the internet to find out things about you.
I am not a psychopath friend. I needed to know the person's name, and I didn't know their name, so that's why I did
Today, we're finding out she is a terrible dog mom, Elvis. Her chocolate lab is a fatty McFatterson. What's going on?
Wow, way to shame my dog.
You be nice to that boy.
Jeez. Is he listening right now? I'm sorry.
Yes, he listens every morning. So, yeah, I took Elvis for his yearly checkup yesterday, and...
He's a beefy boy.
He's always been a big guy. He's he's an English lab. They're a little stockier than American labs are.
Does he bark with an accent?
Yeah. If Elvis could talk, he would talk like this, and that's just that. Mom, we all know that.
Do you think it would be Cockney, though, because he's English?
No.
Food?
No.
Donuts? Oh, feed me, lady!
He was born in Framingham.
Donuts?
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
So, You, the first thing you have to do is get on the, put him on the scale, which is right in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And as soon as you walk in, they're like, hop on up on the scale.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I get him up there and sit. And there's a little kid walking around. And I look at the number and I'm like, that can't be right. I'm looking at the kid. I'm like, you stepping on this? So I took him back off. We took a breath. Got back on again. 95 pounds.
I do the same thing on the scale, though. I get off and get back on. This
I'm like,
number
oh, my,
can't
shoes,
be
are
right.
my
right.
shoes are on.
Take my shirt off.
All right. So
did you take
what,
his collar off?
What is his target weight supposed to be?
Like, they'd like to see him around 75, 80.
So this is like a quarter of his body weight he's
like
over.
A third.
Where'd you learn to do math? So, yeah. So they're like, first the nurse comes in and she does, you know, vitals and things
oh my
of
God.
Nature. And she's like, so we're going to have to, you know, we'll talk about this weight. But yeah, he's gained a little bit since last year. And I'm like, I know. So then the doctor comes in and she goes, so we're going to do, you know, some things here. I'll do some checking and then we're going to talk about the weight.
Oh.
Like, I felt poor so Papa. Terrible. And I was just sitting there going, huh? Is there a treat? There's a treat. I see a treat.
Does this mean I'm not getting donuts?
Do you feed him anything that's other than dog food?
He's on literally on diet food.
Okay.
Mm. But you give him a lot of it.
I must be feeding him too much of it.
Is this the first time they've told you about his weight issue?
You have to be wary of big dogs because their joints go fast.
Answer the question, Kennedy.
And you have to make sure that they're a little light on their feet.
Look, being married to a woman who likes to plump up her animals.
I mean, I don't feed them adult food. I don't feed them human food or anything.
I know
like
how
that.
It is. Still, and it's, and I do the same thing too with our, you know, our cat's a little different. She's not 90 pounds, but you know,
if
she,
your it can cat get, was a dog, she'd be 90 pounds.
It can get away. No, she's at a good weight. The last time I took her in, the vet was like, "Wow, we're really happy with where her weight is. She's not overweight at all." Or anything like that, but we do have a tendency, we can both overfeed because it's like, oh, did you just feed her? I just fed her. We just both fed her.
No, he eats twice a day, and that's that.
Okay.
12 hours apart, and he
maybe just
like
a little
clock.
Too much.
Maybe not a full bag each feeding.
So, yeah.
I've seen the giant. So, explain to people how you feed him. Do you still do the cookie sheet thing where you put all of his food on a giant cookie sheet?
Well, it's to make him not eat so fast because labs will just put all their food in their mouth and eat it without even chewing it.
Yeah. He eats so fast.
You spread it out or put it in one of those little bowls that they have to work around so that they take at least a moment to eat.
Uh-huh.
And it's like three bites and it's done.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what?
Can I have more?
So, yeah. Like,
and so he guilts you into feeding him more.
Well, no, I don't. But I guess I just have been feeding him too much. But, like, I feel terrible. I just, like, we were walking out and I felt publicly shamed.
So what is the plan? Is it an exercise plan? Is it a diet plan? Is it both? What is the deal?
No,
how are we going to get him down? Because it's the holidays, Kennedy.
I know.
There's no plan for Elvis. The plan is for Kennedy.
They told me how many kcals he's supposed to get.
What
the hell that means.
Is that a Keurig cup?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it is. And so...
What?
I get him a different flavor every day.
Is he on Weight Watchers? Does he have points?
So I have to like take, yes, I have to feed him less.
Okay.
I've been feeding him too much, obviously.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work within a few weeks, then I have to switch foods to this special diet food that you can only get via prescription.
It costs $75 an ounce.
Well, God. And that will help increase his metabolism.
From the 617, muscle weighs more than fat.
True.
Okay.
He's muscly.
He is.
But, I've seen Bubba run up and down the hill.
Oh, no, he's for sure. He's for
okay,
sure.
Okay, when the vet walks in and says your dog's too big.
she put his, you know, because, you know, they feel around or whatever, and she put his hand on it, and she's like, yeah, that's a thick dog.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because you're supposed to be able to feel
thick.
Ribs, and you can't.
So,
it's like, yeah.
So the name Elvis works.
I can feel ribs that he ate, maybe.
the right, Kennedy?
What?
The name Elvis works.
Oh, he's not addicted to drugs. You leave him alone.
He's in that stage of his life?
Yes. No. He's going to be six. He's not eight.
It's like late 70s Elvis, not early 60s Elvis.
Can we get a jumpsuit for him?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I was just reading a funny story about Jon Bon Jovi talking about the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
And, you know, the tradition
is... What did the Bon Jovi family do for the Thanksgiving?
Well, I think a lot of families do this where the guys get together and play football Thanksgiving morning. I used to go to this church and they would get all the guys together Thanksgiving morning. And some guys would be a little too serious about it. And apparently the Bon Jovi family a little too serious about it. They would do a turkey bowl. They go outside. They play a big game of football. His uncle, who's like 6'3", his uncle Matt, they were playing, whatever. Something happened. He tripped over John. Ended up breaking his ankle.
Oh, my gosh.
So, wait, whose ankle? John's or Uncle Matt's?
No, I think Uncle Matt's ankle was broken.
That's less of a travesty.
So now it's 4 o'clock.
Not as important as Mr. John is.
We need John jumping around on stage.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's somebody with a broken ankle. So, you know, we laughed at the time, but it was just broken. So, you know, had to go to the hospital. They didn't have dinner. It ruined their Thanksgiving.
Do people get injured at Thanksgiving a lot?
Yeah, all the time. I was convinced this was going to happen at my wedding because they were playing football. My brothers and my brother-in-laws were all playing football. And it started out nice. You know, all the kids were playing too, the young ones and everything. And then I started hearing crying from the little kids, like my six-year-old nephew, because my brother wasn't passing him the ball because he was passing it to my other brother, who, you know, they're 50-year-old men out there throwing the ball around.
Right.
And, you know, all the little kids kind of ended up going away from the game, and then all the adults are playing out there. And I'm like, oh, God, somebody's going to have a black eye by the end of this.
Well, that's the problem with dudes sometimes when it comes to sports, is it's either on or off. There's no in between.
There's no middle. Yeah.
I mean, even though it's supposed to be a friendly game, happens.
It starts out friendly, but then somebody gets a cheap shot in, and that's when
it's not just dudes, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
We had our Powder Puff game the day before Thanksgiving in high school. It was ruthless.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. They said two touch. No. I was laying girls out. I didn't care.
There's a lot of black guys.
We do that like once a year in high school. Like, it's not something we do on the regular.
No, these were the guys in church that were going at one another.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't get in the game, but it's amazing.
I think a lot of people, that's the only time, especially when you get older, like Thanksgiving, right. That literally is the only game you're going to play all year long.
For sure. For sure.
Stretching a lot before.
Yeah.
Well, blowing no, you don't. Hammies. That's how you end up, yeah.
Oh, I could do this. I played football 40 years ago,
Carson,
in high school.
You guys gonna play some football in the street there in Charlestown? Really is the only place you can play, isn't it?
You gonna play some street hockey?
No, my days of football are done. It was that last like church football game like eight years ago.
I'm glad, because you get hurt everywhere.
Well, I mean, I still consider myself pretty, like, I'm still pretty active, but football is different.
Yeah.
You stop, and then you're running 100 miles an hour, and then you stop and get crushed, and then you're running 100 miles an hour, and you're trying to cut, and your body just can't do that anymore when you get older.
Your body can't do that anymore.
Says you.
Yeah.
Old.
Not all of us have Salt's linear speed.
Mm-hmm. No, we sure don't.
Apparently, Matt from Watertown has a funny story about a family football game. What you got, Matt?
All right, so my brother was 10 at the time, so it was about 10 years ago, and we played a backyard non-tackle football game, and my brother actually juked my stepdad so bad that he tore his ACL and had to have reconstructive knee surgery.
Oh, man.
A couple days goes by, and he couldn't get up and couldn't walk anymore, went to the doctor, and ended up having to have ACL knee surgery.
Wow.
He never hears the end of it. It's been 10 years.
My brother's... One year,
thanks,
and it wasn't Thanksgiving. It was close to Thanksgiving, though. They were out playing football, and my brother Mick tackled my brother Rich and broke his collarbone.
Stop
playing
it.
And so then fast forward months and months and months, and he heals up. They go out there, and they're playing again. And the day he gets his brace off, my brother breaks his collarbone
Liar.
Again.
Oh, swear my to God. You guys cannot be trusted, you McMillan men.
Beth is from Haverhill. What you got for us, Beth?
Me and my cousins were outside playing football, and one of them decided the bright idea, I'm going to sit on it because things aren't going his way, and he's just not wanting to play anymore. Well, I came up from behind him, and I went to kick the football out from underneath him, and he got up. And I missed the football and kicked him in the groin. So
Yikes.
He was on the ground for a couple minutes, like gasping for air. I had gotten him so hard. I felt so horrible after that because I didn't mean to kick him. I just meant to kick the ball and miss.
Oh, and coming from behind.
Thanks,
it's going to jingle your jangle right there.
My favorite part of the church football game on Thanksgiving morning was after the game, you know, we all get together, a little circle prayer. But I'd keep my eye open. Like, that one guy's like, yeah, you were a little too intense for the football game.
He's praying. He's like, let's go.
Then I'd see him in church the following Sunday. I was like, he's that guy.
Love it.
We should get together. How about a show football game, Kennedy?
I'm
hard
down.
Pass.
Down.
Yeah, no. Annie's hard count.
In, right?
There's
I'm
a hard count.
Annie Hardaway.
Omaha!
Here's the mic. Who's the mic? 52's the mic.